From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve Chief Janet Yellen joins global central bankers, finance ministers, and economists today in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, to talk about the U.S. and world economies. Investors will be watching closely for signs of where interest rates might be headed. On the sidelines, though, are some calls for the Fed to change how it operates, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
The Fed is an odd bird. The headquarters in D.C. is a federal agency. The regional branches are not.
The 12 regional Federal Reserve banks are private institutions owned by the commercial banks.
Andrew Levin is professor of economics at Dartmouth. Private commercial banks get to choose the majority of people on the boards. They get a say in nominating regional bank presidents, who in turn have a say in monetary policy. Levin wants everything to become federally run, because the Fed makes crucial public decisions.
The directors of each regional Federal Reserve Bank should be public officials, where the public is ultimately choosing who these people are.
This is how the central banks of Japan, Canada, and England all do it.
It sounds interesting. I think it's all wrong.
Robert Barbera is with Johns Hopkins University. He says commercial banks don't actually have a ton of influence. The Fed leadership in D.C. doesn't have to listen to them.
I just don't buy the notion that there's been a meaningful bias away from the best interests of the country because of the Fed's construct.
He says if you compare the Fed to fully public central banks, it's actually had easier monetary policy, meaning less on the side of banks. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.